Welcome to today's Mishnah Yomi. So today we are going to learn in Yerza Hashem, Peah Mesachas Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnayis Dalid through Hey. So Mishnah Dalid, Mishnah 4 says as follows, Klal Amru B'Peah. The Mishnah actually here is going to deal with what types of produce, what type of crops are subject to the laws of Peah. So the Mishnah says, in order to be subject to the laws of Peah, you have to satisfy five criteria. Number one, Kol Shu Ochel. It has to be something that is fit for human consumption. Number two, Vinishmar. Something which is normally guarded by its owners, as opposed to something that is kind of just left open for anyone to take, which is considered ownerless. V'gidulav min ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground. U'lekitaso ke'achos, and it is the type of crop that is harvested at once, as opposed to being harvested in stages. There are certain types of vegetation or fruit, vegetables, which don't all mature at the same time. They mature in stages. So that type of vegetation or produce would not be chayiv in peah. In order to be chayiv in peah, it has to mature and be harvested at once. Umachniso l'kiyum, and something that is stored for long-term use. If you have an item or a growth, vegetation, produce that satisfies this criteria, these five criteria, then ultimately they are chayiv in peah. Beautiful. That's Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey comes along and says as follows. Now Mishnah Hey discusses the halachos when it comes to trees. Uba Ilan, when it comes to trees, so what type of trees are chayiv in peah? Ha'og. The og is a tree. It's actually interesting. In the beer, it says over here that it's a sumac tree. So when you look up sumac, sumac seems to be something in the cashew family. So ha'og v'ha'charuvin. So charuvin are carobs. Ha'egozim are nuts. Shkidim almonds. Gifanim vines. Rimonim pomegranates. Zeisim olives. Tamarim dates. Chayavim bepeah. All of these types of fruits ultimately, again, are going to be chayiv in peah. So interestingly enough, in the commentary on the Mishnah here, he writes, HaMishnah mansa shmona mine ilana shechayivim bepeah. The Mishnah is highlighting for eight different types of trees that are chayiv in peah. However, it is important to understand this list is not meant to be an all-inclusive list. Achein, lav dafka elu, ela af kol ilan shedom elohen. Remember again, the Mishnah over here is just giving an example of trees that are chayiv in peah, but remember, we know from the last Mishnah that already again, we are told that in order to be chayiv in peah, you need to go ahead and conform to the five criteria. Once again, fit for human consumption, guarded, not left as ownerless, grow from the ground, harvested at once, put away for long-term use, stored for long-term use. If you satisfy those five criteria, then you're chayiv in peah. The common denominator amongst all of the trees that are mentioned over here is they all satisfy those five criteria. So therefore, the Bar Tanura points out, this list is, again, is not meant to be all-encompassing, but rather, again, just to give you a couple of examples of trees which fit the criteria. And of course, any other tree which would also fit these five criteria, even if it's not included in this particular Mishnah, would still be chayiv in peah. Wonderful, we'll stop over here for today. In Meretz Hashem, we will continue in our next year in Mishnayos Vav through Zayin. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.